His electric blue wig, elaborate Panther-inspired outfits, and dance moves garnered him local and national attention as a true superfan of the Carolina Panthers. Here he is in 2015 talking to the NFL when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame as a superfan.
Spider-Man coined the phrase, "I live it." With great power comes great responsibility. Fans give me kudos, they give me love, and then I'm responsible to give that love back to every fan that I meet.
He drove 90 minutes from his hometown of Winston-Salem to Uptown Charlotte since its inaugural season in 1995 to cheer on what he called the home team. In 2017, Catman fell ill and wasn't able to take his usual place at Bank of America Stadium. A week ago, Catman died at the age of 62 due to congestive heart failure. Scott Fowler, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer, remembers what Catman meant to a city often criticized for having fair-weather fans.
Sometimes fans will show up when the team is winning and absolutely just won't when they're not. Catman would be on the absolute extreme edge of the passionate Carolina Panthers fan, the 99.9 percentile, of which there are others, not just him, but there are not many who have done it for 20-some-odd years. Every home game, rain or shine, win or lose, 2-14, 1-15, or the Super Bowl season, all of that. He did it all.
Fowler says Catman was a local celebrity who used his larger-than-life superfan persona for good.
He very much liked the attention that it brought, and he was very giving, I suppose, of his time in terms of people wanted to come up and take pictures with him. And he loved that. He was a social worker by trade and kind of helped troubled youths and stuff in Winston-Salem. That was sort of his passion as a job. But his passion for life and for what he did with his spare time and his spare money was really the Carolina Panthers.
Catman's son, Greg Good Jr., is known as Catman Jr., a name he wears proudly. He told WFAE this week that he plans to continue what his father started.
I know I'm going to do my part on keeping his legacy alive. I plan on dressing up just like him. I'm missing a game just like him and leaving my voice on the field. Go home with the horse every day after each game just like him.
Funeral services for Greg Catman Good are this Sunday at Christ Kingdom Building Worship Center in Winston-Salem. And yes, Panther fans are welcome. For WFAE News, I'm Serafina Wright.